Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12 and looking at verses 5 and 6. These verses come in the context of just after chapter 11, the great list, the litany of people of faith. And now the focus is very much upon Jesus and the purpose of the suffering and the challenges that we go through, and the significance of holding on to a vision of Jesus from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 and so on, so that we will see these sufferings and challenges in the right light and hold on to our faith through them. And in verse 5, it reads thus, "You have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons, my son. Do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son." We'll have to make the 21st century adjustment there to presume, and I'm sure it is true, that this doesn't only apply to sons, but daughters as well. So first, the writer says, you've got to remember God's word to you, that word of encouragement. I know that when I get discouraged, then going back to the word of God is something that helps me to put things in the bigger context, take my eyes off the immediate problem and see the bigger picture of what God is trying to do in me and through me. He says, you've forgotten that, or another translation could say, have you forgotten that? And have we forgotten that God has a good purpose? The quotation here is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, which reads, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in. There are many other Old Testament passages that carry the same kind of idea. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. And Psalm 94, verse 12, blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord, the man you teach from your law. Blessed. Another translation could be happy or lucky. Lucky is the man you discipline. That puts a different perspective on it. What kind of response should we have when the Lord disciplines us, when he trains us? We can have one of perhaps three responses. The first is indifference. Oh, well, can't be bothered, whatever. Second is a sense of being overwhelmed. Oh, I can't cope with this. As Raymond Brown mentions in his commentary on Hebrews, the Christian who goes through severe trouble must remember, therefore, that the God who tests us is the Lord who helps us. We don't go through these challenges on our own. 1 Corinthians 10:13, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. We have God's help in the midst of our challenges. And the third possibility, rather than indifference or being overwhelmed, is to rejoice. We should rejoice through the discipline. As Brown again says, the devil is content to leave most of his subjects in the superficial peace of spiritual apathy and ignorance. To be indisciplined, or rather undisciplined by God, is to be in a state of vulnerability, because then the devil surely has his way with us. We rejoice through the discipline because it shows that God cares enough to grow us. And this growth comes through pain. It does. Jesus said that himself in Matthew 10, verse 22. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Let's not reject the discipline. Let's accept it as a sign of God's love. Next time we'll go on to verse 7. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. MCCX will also, if you type it into the search bar of iTunes, will take you to our podcast as well. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.